Verse 283.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا فإن كان الذي عليه الحق سفيها أو ضعيفا أو لا يستطيع أن يمله فليملل وليه بالعدل واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم فإن لم يكونا رجلين فرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوه صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله ذلكم أقسط عند الله وأقوم للشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا إلا أن تكون تجارة حاضرة تديرونها بينكم فليس عليكم جناح ألا تكتبوها وأشهدوا إذا تبايعتم ولا يضار كاتب ولا شهيد وإن تفعلوا فإنه فسوق بكم واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم.
O ye who believe, when you borrow one from another for a fixed period, then write it down, and let a scribe write it in your presence faithfully. And no scribe should refuse to write because Allah has taught him. So let him write, and let him who incurs the liability dictate. And he should fear Allah, his Lord, and not diminish anything therefrom. But if the person incurring the liability be of low understanding, or be weak, or be unable himself to dictate, then let someone who can guard his interest dictate with justice. And call two witnesses from among your men. And if two men be not available, then a man and two women, of such as you approve as witnesses, so that if either of the two women should forget, then one may remind the other. And the witnesses should not refuse when they are called, and be not averse to writing it down, whether it be small or large, along with its appointed time of payment. This is more equitable in the sight of Allah, and makes testimony surer, and is more likely to save you from doubt. So write it down, except that it be ready transaction which you make among yourselves on the spot, in which case it shall be no sin for you that you write it not. And have witnesses when you sell one to another, and let no harm be done to the scribe or the witness. And if you do that, then certainly it shall be disobedience on your part. And fear Allah. And Allah teaches you. And Allah knows all things well. Footnote 354. The borrower, and not the lender, is to dictate because, number one, It is the borrower who incurs the liability, and justice demands that the words defining the liability should be selected by him. Number two, the document is to be deposited with the lender and not the borrower. So the borrower has been asked to dictate, so that the fact of his having dictated may serve as a proof of the correctness of the amount and the conditions about payment, and he may have no cause or ground to deny it.
Footnote 354a. The implication is that it would be better to have a writing, even in such a case like cash memo or voucher. Footnote 354b. This refers to big transactions. Verse 284.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا كَاتِبًا فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَةٌ فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا تَكْتُمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ.
And if you be on a journey, and you find not a scribe, then let there be a pledge with possession. And if one of you entrusts another with something, then let him who is entrusted surrender his trust, and let him fear Allah, his Lord. And hide not testimony, and whoever hides it, his heart is certainly sinful. And Allah is well aware of what you do. Footnote 355. Loans may also be advanced in the form of pledges. One party receiving the loan of money and the other the thing pledged in lieu of it. This form of practical transaction will be in the nature of an amana, i.e. a trust or deposit affecting both parties. By identifying a loan with a trust, it is hinted that loans should be returned with the same care and honesty with which property deposited as a trust is returned on demand.